This is KUNM. I'm Taylor Velasquez. New Mexico has a gun death rate higher than the national average, and two-thirds of those deaths are suicides. The Extreme Risk Firearm Protection Order Act being heard this legislative session is controversial. Opponents say this bill is a form of gun control and violates the U.S. Constitution, but its supporters say it's a necessary step in mental health care. 68% of gun-related deaths in New Mexico are suicides, putting mental health and well-being at the center of this contentious gun law debate. Democratic State Representative Damon Eli says his firearm bill allows law enforcement or family members to seek a court order to hold someone's guns for up to a year. With this measure, there would be a hearing after the first 2 weeks, and the gun owner can request a termination hearing after that. Here's Eli.
This is all about suicide. It obviously is intended to also try and prevent these mass shootings, but that's much more difficult to determine. I think where it really impacts my constituents and their families is the risk of suicide.
The goal isn't to take a person's guns away, Eli says, but to reduce or eliminate harm someone might inflict on themselves or others and get people the help they need. He agrees with his opponents that rebuilding New Mexico's mental health care system is also a top priority and says he believes that these are the next steps if the bill is passed. Last year, almost all the sheriff's departments across the state opposed a similar measure, saying it was unconstitutional and would not work. For KUNM, I'm Taylor Velasquez.